We've actually taken a twinkle out of a star.
Yes, and we're off from Sedgefield to Durham University, where in a lab in the physics department, a whole load of spinning discs and optical lenses are laid out on a table.
Right.
Pass lasers through them, turn off the lights, and you get what looks like a little mini Lumiere festival. But what's actually happening is they're recreating the de-twinkling of a star. Tim Morris is a research fellow there, and he says it will help astronomers examine the origins of the universe and search for ET.
They want to look right back to the beginning of time, right back to the time when the first stars started to appear, and how those stars grew together to form the galaxies that we see around us, and how the universe is populated. With all the with the discovery of all of the thousands of exoplanets, we actually want to start looking at really fine detail, looking at the atmospheres of these exoplanets. And if we can see them directly, then we're able to actually, we might be able to see the trace elements and the markers of life on other planets.
Right. So now we're finding life on other planets, courtesy of our part of the world. Whether life on other planets wants us to be looking at them is an entirely different story, David.
Indeed.
So it might help us find life on other planets. But how? Come on, how is it a tiny fish, can help save lives on Earth?
Well, the zebrafish, Ali, is a very clever little thing. It's a tiny stripy fish. It may well be on sale in your local pet shop. I'm told they're very hardy fish that do well in aquariums in your house. But what's important about it is that it can regenerate skin, it can regenerate fins, and crucially, it can regenerate its own heart. It can lose up to 20% of its heart capacity without long-term consequences, provided it grows the cells back within 8 weeks. Now, boffins have taken the star de-twinkling technology to look into its tiny heart and experiment on it, and Professor John Gherkin hopes the zebrafish's superpowers may one day be transferred to humans.
So if the heart in the zebrafish suffers some damage, it is able to move the cells around that still exist in the heart and repair that point of damage. Clearly what we'd like to do is to try and understand how the zebrafish can do this, and the human loses this ability before you're even born. So if we can understand how the zebrafish does it, we can then perhaps come up with a method that could then be applied in humans, perhaps a stem cell treatment, to try and understand what's happening and get people to cure their own hearts.
Well, Professor Gherkin expects it will take 18 months to fully discover the secrets of the zebrafish. It's likely then to be 5 years before it can be applied to humans.